Edel established hundreds of branches of the Legion of Mary throughout Eastern and Central Africa, all while suffering from tuberculosis and the complications brought on by malaria. The effects of her work can be seen today in the thousands of Catholic faithful throughout Africa. Although Edel had physical limitations that led to several health crises, her stalwart faith in God never wavered. With the Eucharist at the center of her life and faith, Edel could do anything. She faced terrible trials as she made her way across unknown areas of the African continent, traveling in a beat-up Ford and trusting in a driver who, as a Muslim, did not share her faith. She encountered racial prejudice as well, but never let that be a cause for discouragement. Instead, Edel put her trust in God, saying, "We can never love too much. Let us give utterly and not count the cost. God will respond to our faith in Him." Edel was often seen with a rosary in her hand and a smile on her face. Joy, it seems, was an ever-present grace. She exuded total confidence that Mary would take care of everything and was often known to remark that she could not refuse Mary anything. After almost 8 years of dedication as a missionary, Edel succumbed to the ravages of tuberculosis and died quietly in Nairobi in 1944. She is buried in the missionaries' cemetery there. In 1956, a cause for canonization was opened, and in 1984, Pope John Paul II declared Edel Mary Quinn venerable. Edel completed her missionary adventure in a small window of time and died at the young age of 36. She demonstrated, as have so many saints before her, that youth is not a liability, but one of the greatest assets of the Church. Her witness to the faith, though brief, inspires me today. In a very real way, Edel had a heart for the world, a Christ-centered love that compelled her to endure whatever was necessary in order to proclaim the gospel to those who most needed to hear it. In that way, she reminds me a great deal of another intrepid traveler, Saint Helena, mother of the 4th-century Roman Emperor Constantine. A generous missionary pilgrim. Saint Helena of Constantinople, known for uncovering the true cross in Jerusalem, did her greatest work in the last years of her long and exciting life. Saint Helena was less of a missionary like Edel, though, and more of a missionary pilgrim. She journeyed to places where Christianity was already established and worked to strengthen it, often providing monetary support and, on several occasions, building churches. Her early life showed no sign that she would become the most powerful woman in her era. Born sometime in the middle of the 3rd century into a poor family, Helena was probably a stable girl when Constantius, a Roman general, took her as his wife. She bore him a son, Constantine. Constantius divorced Helena in order to make a more political marriage for himself on the way to becoming emperor. Helena was sent away, but maintained a loving relationship with her son. In AD 306, Constantius died and his son Constantine rose to the office of emperor. He immediately summoned his mother and established her in a position of great honor.